And why Representative Laura Gillen denies Democrats support taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants despite proof. By Jasmine Jordan on October 10, 2025. Representative Laura Gillen, DNY, is under fire after denying that Democrats support taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants, despite evidence showing New York State Health Exchange offers such coverage. The Long Island Democrat, who voted for a spending measure that led to the government shutdown, rejected claims during an interview Thursday that her party is backing expanded benefits for non-citizens, even as Republicans cite program data and legislative provisions as evidence. Asked if Republicans have gained traction by arguing Democrats want health care for illegal immigrants, Gillen replied, "We are fighting to protect health care for Americans. We are not supporting and arguing, I am not supporting and arguing, that people who are in this country illegally should get health care subsidized by taxpayers. That is not what's on the table." New York's own health marketplace, established under the Affordable Care Act, is evidence that taxpayer funds are already being used for coverage of undocumented individuals. A flyer from the New York State of Health explains that beginning January 1, 2024, undocumented immigrants aged 65 and older are eligible for comprehensive Medicaid managed care plans funded through the state program. The materials describe benefits including primary and preventive care, prescription drugs, wellness services, and lab tests, coverage that was previously limited to emergency Medicaid. The National Republican Congressional Committee has cited provisions within the proposed Democrat-backed continuing resolution, CR, that would repeal Subtitle B of Title VII of the Working Families Tax Cut, which includes sections limiting eligibility for Medicaid, Medicare, and Affordable Care Act tax credits to U.S. citizens and lawful residents. According to those provisions, sections such as 71,109 and 71,110 restrict federal Medicaid matching funds and emergency care reimbursements for illegal aliens, while sections 71,201 and 71,301 to 71,302 apply similar eligibility limits to Medicare and premium tax credits. Republicans contend that repealing these measures would effectively reinstate taxpayer-funded health benefits for non-citizens and shift costs from the federal government to the states. The National Republican Congressional Committee also issued a statement on Gillen's remarks. Lying Laura Gillen voted to shut down the government all in an effort to continue sending taxpayer-funded health care to illegal immigrants. That's a fact. Gillen is lying to save her own skin, because as usual, all she cares about is her own political career, remarked NRCC spokeswoman Maureen O'Toole. The debate follows remarks from Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, who earlier in the week said Democrats are demanding taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens and $1.5 trillion in new partisan spending as part of negotiations to reopen the government. Johnson emphasized that Republicans passed a clean 7-week continuing resolution extending Biden-era spending levels without policy changes, asserting that healthcare and shutdown issues are two totally separate things. Meanwhile, a recent New York Times/Siena College poll found that 65% of Americans oppose Democrats shutting down the government if their demands are not met. Representative Jared Golden, DME, also questioned his party's strategy, writing, "Democrats are essentially taking credit for blocking a CR that maintains spending levels set under President Biden in 2023, while simultaneously saying it's Republicans' fault if the government shuts down. These seem contradictory to me."